So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days
Welcome
when I was
to the Legacy Podcast. Share your voice, move me down over the ground.
Oh boy, here we go. Episode 4, Legacy Podcast. We're back. I'm your host, Moonbee Bad. Hova's on the show as always. Hova, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. It's that time of year. It's like Christmas. It's championship week, and then we're going to go right into the bowls. Good time of year.
Yes, we are.
So, this is going to be a good show. We're going to talk about some scores from week 14. It's been a little while. We're going to discuss the championship games. There's actually a game going on right now. Oregon is playing USC. I thought it was scheduled for later, but I guess they're playing now. The SEC game, LSU-Georgia, is scheduled for tomorrow. We'll have Wick is actually going to be on the show, and then we'll talk a little bit about my game versus Iowa, which just happened before the podcast. And we'll take a break, and we'll talk to Killer Nuts. He's actually going to be on the show. It's been confirmed. Been talking to him before. Hova got on Skype here, so we should be ready to roll with that interview. With that being said, talk a little bit about some Week 14 games. A lot of the games in Week 14 were pretty big. I noticed it was rivalry week. Week 14. Get right into the scores. Iowa destroyed Nebraska, which Nebraska knocked both of us out. They're tough to play.
Yeah, that's a brand new score.
Yeah, very impressed with Iowa there. Big win. You were able to, with the score, it seems like you pretty easily beat Ohio State 27-17. Was the game closer than the score indicated, or?
Yeah, I opened up to a 14-0 lead, so I pretty much controlled the game most of the time.
Nice. I was able to beat Florida 27-10. Kind of similar to what you were saying. I started out on top, and I never really relinquished the lead. I was able to grind it out with my running game. Sierra Wood had a pretty good game that game. Was able to dominate possession, and it really helped me to beat Florida. I was really nervous going into that game. Florida's a great team. I feel like some of those losses that he had were pretty close, so I wasn't really sure what was going to happen that game. I was happy I was able to pull it off. Moving along, Oregon beat Oregon State 21-6. That was another user game. USC destroyed UCLA, to be expected, 34-7. Washington beat up Washington State, 52-17. LSU whipped on Arkansas, 34-13. And Mississippi State whipped Ole Miss 51-13, which was, I was surprised that Ole Miss got beat that bad. Were you?
That was a simulated game.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, then I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Any of the scores from Week 14 stand out to you?
Really only the Iowa one. Beating the Rat. That was a huge win against Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska was, I don't know about your game with them. They just wouldn't go away.
Yeah, that game was ridiculous. Like, I kept getting that stupid thing where like you throw the ball. It's like no tuck rule in this game. Like, you get hit, it's a fumble every time. They scored two touchdowns off a fumble.
Was that one of the games that you solely blamed on your quarterback?
Yeah, he fumbled the ball three times. Two of them, they took back the touchdowns.
Speaking of which, blaming your quarterback, what happened? You played him again, and he actually performed.
Yeah, I never updated the depth chart. I think like the first play of the game, he had like a, I can't even remember. He made a good play though, so
I just kept, like, yeah, I think I'm gonna, I'll take a stick from it. Would you have benched him if he either got hurt or he threw a pick or something stupid? Would you have just pulled him right there?
Definitely. Like if it was a computer game, I probably would have not even had him there.
Alright, so let's move on. Let's talk about the conference championship games. There's three huge games this week, and the great thing about it is pretty much, looking at them, all of them are user-user game, which is great.
Yep.
That's the beauty of why you designed three conferences, four owners per conference. It worked out well.
Yeah.
So do you have a live update? And again, right now, Oregon's playing USC. Where is it at right now?
It looks like it's in the third quarter with Scenics up 38-17. So Oregon with the lead.
Wow. Decisive lead. Not even a little lead.
Hey. Oklahoma lost, so it makes everything even more.
Oh, man. Today was insane at work, so I wasn't able to really be on the site. And I was on the train ride home looking at stuff, and I saw that when you post that Oklahoma lost. And I was like, my prayers have been answered. I have a chance.
Yeah, they lost to
they played a rival, right? They played
Oklahoma State. In overtime. Yeah, they lost in overtime.
Nice. Good.
That was shocking.
It was shocking, but...
But I was glad to see it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we're pretty much set up for a user title game.
That would be nice. But you know what? We'll get to that game a little bit later. Georgia. They're the hot team right now.
Yeah, they turned it around, definitely. They're looking at a BCS bowl.
I mean, their losses were sim losses, so...
Right.
I mean, it sucks because it is what it is, but when he's played, Braves really played well.
Yeah, he's won when he's played, so we'll see you against LSU. This is the biggest game in the season for him.
So when I prepared what we were going to talk about today, I didn't realize that USC was playing Oregon, so I'd like to talk a little bit about the matchup. We can see the score, but we can't see really any statistics, which would be sweet if in a few years down the line there was something like live statistics. If you log onto the website, that would be really cool. Maybe I'll send an email to the Game Changers and be like, is this doable? Can you guys try to hook this up? But anyway, so going into the game, statistics are pretty equal on the quarterback side, in terms of yards. Darren Thomas for Oregon, Matt Barkley for USC. Matt Barkley has 12 touchdowns, about 1,800 yards. Darren Thomas 18 touchdowns, 1,500 yards. I think really, I'm surprised. You know, Mark Tyler, the halfback of USC, is having a phenomenal year. 26 touchdowns, 1,800 yards.
That's probably your Heisman winner right there, too.
I haven't looked. So is he number one in the Heisman race right now?
All year. We haven't really talked about that much, but he's been number one. I think he's going to win.
You know, I think, and Oregon's doing what they need to do. Put points on the board, that takes Mark Tyler out of the game.
Yeah, definitely. That's on point.
Exactly. Husky, at this point, is going to have to throw the ball. And, I mean, he's 12 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, which isn't bad. But clearly, looking at the stats, 275 rushing attempts, he wants to control the clock, run the ball.
Yeah.
That's his game. So, Oregon, they definitely have the edge, because if you look at their quarterback, he's thrown 13 picks, 18 touchdowns. So, he probably would rather have his running back run the ball as well.
He's more of a dual threat, that quarterback, isn't he?
Definitely. I didn't look at what Darren Thomas's rushing yards were for the season. So it does help him. I mean, he's going to spread it out, but I'm pretty sure he'd rather control the ball on the ground than have to air it out.
Right.
So that's interesting. Keep looking at that score throughout the podcast and periodically update us. We'll see where that'll be an interesting game to follow. A game that we can talk about that hasn't been played yet that's going to be scheduled for tomorrow is the LSU-Georgia game. You want to talk a little bit about that game? Who you think has the edge?
I want to say LSU just because where he's sitting right now with his team, but seems like Georgia has momentum lately. Streak he's put on against users.
Definitely. I mean, looking statistically, looking at the stats, I mean, Georgia's going to look like Georgia's going to want to air it out, but he's seems like a feast or famine type quarterback, but the problem is how many of those interceptions came from user games, how many came from Sims. I don't know the answer to that. I don't think you do either.
Looks like passing. Interception-wise, they both got really high interception numbers.
Right. Georgia has the edge on the ground, though.
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game because they both have great defenses.
It's going to come down to just straight defense, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Both the quarterbacks seem pretty erratic.
What's your prediction for that game?
Oh, man. Tough one. It's going to be so close. I guess I'm going to go with Brave. I'd like to see Georgia win.
You'd like to see Georgia win, but you said earlier that you think LSU is the favorite. But you still think Georgia's going to pull out the upset.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the upset.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I know I've been high on LSU all season to the point where it could be considered a man crush. But Georgia's hot, and I don't think he's lost since he's come back and played a user game. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, if you know off the top of your head. But I think all his games he's won, playing himself, and he's just been playing really well. I wanted to look up his schedule here.
This could we could talk a little bit. We want to talk a little bit about title game scenarios.
Yeah.
With the way the Oregon game is playing out, Oregon does have a chance to get in there if LSU loses.
Let's look at the top 25 here. All right.
You've clinched a spot, so you're in with that win for sure.
So looking at this, looking at the BCS right now, I'm just going to talk users. LSU's one, I'm two. USC sitting at four. They're getting beat. Oregon's ranked five right now. Who's beating USC? And yourself, you're going to be idle. Georgia's at 12. And Iowa's at 14.
Why is Wisconsin ranked ahead of me?
You have what?
Why is Wisconsin ranked ahead of me?
Who knows?
I beat them, and they got more losses than me.
Well, it looks like the media favors Wisconsin as well. And the coaches.
Shit.
Maybe they're just hating on Michigan.
That could like screw me up in BCS spot too, about one spot.
Yeah, I mean, you're 10-2.
Is it 10 BCS spots or 8? It's 10, isn't it?
Not sure.
Should have had a Bolish on.
Should have what?
Should have had a Bolish on the show tonight.
Yeah. He said, hey, bring me on the show because you idiots don't know any types of rules. So when you want to talk about it, you know, make sure I'm on the show. You know what, Abolish? I apologize. You probably should just be like the guy that sits in the background anytime we have questions like that. You just kind of chime in.
Right.
Anyways, though, so you were saying, why do you think Oregon has a shot?
Because I think with beating number four, USC, they should be able to jump Boise, I would think.
And it would just take an LSU loss.
Yeah, this is LSU losing.
Right.
It's hard to say, though. You would think they'd pass Boise because they had the same loss total.
You think the strength of schedule would come into play there?
Yeah, and LSU losing to Georgia would probably drop them under Oregon.
Yeah, so I don't even know when NIU was doing his write up. Did he even have Oregon on there?
Yeah, not sure. I'm glad to see Houston isn't number one or two like they would have been last year.
Yeah, that wouldn't that have been bullshit. Yeah, I mean it's cool they're 12-0, but who have they played, right?
Yeah, last year's game, anybody went 12-0, they'd be in the top two. It looks like they tweaked the logic a little bit. I just don't want to see Boise State in the title game.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
That's your two losses.
I don't think... Well, I mean, well, it could, right? That's going to be the thing. If LSU loses and Oregon continues on a win, and... I mean, it's up in the air if they can jump Boise, but I think you're right. I think strength of schedule wise, just because of the another win, an upset win, and not only just an upset win, if it holds how the score is right now, it's pretty good.
45-17 in the fourth.
Wow.
Oregon won. I would say.
Hopefully, at this point, Husky is pausing the game and handing the controller to his wife, and it's just like, come back, baby, win this game for me. All right, so you think Georgia's going to win, upset. I agree. I think Georgia's going to upset LSU. Sorry, I know I've had the man crush on you, Wick, all season. And, you know, we'll bring this up when you come on the show later, but I... Gotta go with Georgia. Well, we can move on to my game. Just happened. Man, incredible game.
It sounds like.
Hats off to the Iowa coach. He, great, great player. So the game started out. Well, the final was 30-27 and went into overtime. The game started out Iowa 14 up in the first quarter. And I was thinking to myself, oh, man. This is because I haven't had to come back from a deficit like that against a user. I've done it against the computer, but not against a user. I was pretty nervous at that point. But I was just able to claw back. I didn't do much in the second quarter, if I remember correctly. But I was able to come back, some big plays. Michael Floyd was a beast. He always is a beast. I could throw the ball up, just loop it up there, and he'll come down. He'll just pick it out of the air.
Yeah, it's nice to have like that.
I'm going to really miss him next season. But another thing, what happened, let me bring up the box score here, because – this game really went back and forth. I was able to come back and take the lead and be up by 10 points late into the third. And I thought I had control of the game. I was driving the ball. Let me pull up the schedule here. All right, so looking at the scoring summary. So I was wrong. In the second quarter, so Iowa was up 14-0 first quarter, and he scored pretty quick. Second quarter, I was able to score 17 unanswered points. Defense tightened up. I had some big plays from Floyd. Pretty big passes on third down to continue drives. And then they got quiet in the third quarter. I put up another 7. He wasn't able to put up anything. But what happens and what really sucked was in the fourth quarter, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, I was probably on like his 30-yard line, thinking, okay, just grind it out. I'm going to get a field goal. My running back fumbles. He picks up the fumble and runs it back for a 68-yard touchdown.
Wow.
So that put it to 3 at that point. I was only up 3 points. And right there, momentum shifted big time. He came out. I got the ball. He came out, stopped me. I punted. He drove, long drive, kicked the field goal to send it into overtime with about a minute 48 left. I went into overtime. He was driving. I was able to stop him on a 3rd-and-2 or something. He ended up kicking the field goal, and then I ended up having about a 19-yard rush from Sierra Wood on a pitch outside. It was one of those games, like, I was standing up. I usually am a sit-down gamer. I was up pacing during this game. But great game. It was a great game, and he's a good coach, so hats off to Iowa.
See, in overtime, you stopped him and they got a field goal?
In overtime, I was defense first, he got the field goal, and then I got the touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hopefully, that should lock me into the national title game. Now I sit back and await patiently who I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Looking like probably, I mean, LSU's in the driver's seat, for sure. Yeah.
I would say LSU, Oregon, or Boise are the three possibilities.
Yep. What do you got for the update of the score right now? Are you still looking at 45-17?
It's over. 45-17 final.
45-17 final. Oregon.
Big win.
Big win. So no matter what, Oregon's in the Rose Bowl. Winning the Pac-12. Well, that's the other thing. We can talk a little bit about that. We didn't really talk bowl breakdowns. You want to talk a little bit about bowl breakdowns? Because since I'm in the national title game, there's an at-large bid for the Rose Bowl.
Right, yep. Big Ten, not turn it to at-large.
So who do you think is going to get that spot in the Rose Bowl?
Somebody in the top 10. It's probably going to be one of those stupid teams like Houston.
Houston in the Rose Bowl? How awful would that be for ratings? What bowl are you predicted for?
Outback.
Outback. Like the Outback Steakhouse Bowl? Is it like Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, at least the team gets well fed.
I'm going to finish second in the Big Ten now, or is that going to be Iowa?
It's probably Iowa because they lost. But again, that's another reason we need to abolish the Fed on the program. We need a statistical guru at all times, just like a rules nerd.
Right.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to have Killer Nuts on. Killer Nuts is in the driver's seat. It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. I don't know if he knows that Oregon just won. So let's see what he has to say when we come back.
You're listening to the Legacy Podcast.
Only on TraditionSportsOnline.com.
Well, I'm not making hate, so could it be Hastings making me? What's time I think they kill or keep a fire, lose or live it? I gotta go faster, keep up the pace. Just to stay in my human race, I could go supersonic. The problem's chronic. Tell me, does life exist beyond it? When I need to sate, I just accelerate into oblivion. Into oblivion. Now here I go again. Everything is alien. How does it feel to be outstripped by the pace of cultural change? My future's senseless and rendered meaningless. When measured in the vein, I could go supersonic. The problem's chronic. Tell me, does life exist beyond it? When I need to sate, I just accelerate into oblivion. I won't lie, it's exciting.
Welcome back to the Legacy Podcast. Only on TraditionSportsOnline.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. Killer Nuts is on the phone. We got him on the line here. How you doing, Killer?
Pretty good.
So, lots to talk about. You're sitting pretty. Number one, BCS, having a pretty damn good year, don't you think?
Yeah, so far so good.
So let's talk a little bit about your season. Obviously, you probably couldn't be in a better position. I mean, you could be undefeated in that. Your one loss, right, was a loss that you didn't even play the game, correct?
Yeah, got some against USC.
So for all intents and purposes, you're undefeated.
So is Georgia.
We were talking about that earlier. We were talking about, Hope and I earlier in the show discussed a little bit, you know, our picks for your game against Georgia. We'll get into that later, but Yeah, for all intents and purposes, you guys are both undefeated.
Should be a pretty good game.
So how?
Last gen, we went 1-1 against each other.
Did you? What teams did you guys have last year?
He had Penn State and I had Virginia Tech.
Nice. Oh, but didn't you, weren't you saying that you, actually, what team were you last year?
I was on USC.
What's your experience playing Killer? Have you played him before?
Yeah, I think we played a few times. Maybe twice.
We played 3 times. Ova beat me twice.
Doom, doom, doom.
2-1, I think.
So let's talk a little bit about your season, man. So you started out, obviously, you had to get a sim loss, and you stayed in the forums pretty early. That was going to be your last loss, and you were going to take it out on every other team that you played.
Yeah.
You think you did that?
I didn't put up as many points as I had hoped to, and I had a little bit of a close call against Tennessee, but did pretty well, I guess.
Other than that, you can't complain, huh?
Yeah. Can't complain about losing a game.
That you didn't play. So let's talk a little bit about your recruits. Anyone, who should we look out for? Anyone going to make an immediate impact on your team next year?
I got a 5-star linebacker, Morris Smith. He might get some playing time early, but other than that, he's probably the only guy who will get playing time the first year.
Hoba, I don't know if you have the recruits up at all. We've been talking a lot on the program about recruits. That's kind of been your thing. What do you think about some of Killer's recruits?
No?
It's like you got, what, 3-star middle linebacker? I mean, 5-star middle linebacker, tight end?
Oh, yeah.
What's this athlete going to be?
He's going to be a wide receiver.
6'4", pretty big guy.
6'4", huh?
Yeah, he looks like might be a Reuben Randall clone.
Just gonna go beast mode for you?
In a couple of years, hopefully.
How about this 4-star quarterback?
Hopefully that guy doesn't see the field. He's kind of short. They don't need a lot of ball getting netted down, but he's got good accuracy and decent speed.
We got a 3-star linebacker here, 6'7".
Yeah, that guy was just there to, keep the Florida pipeline open.
Yeah, that could be
you just purposely took him to keep your keep Florida as a pipeline state?
Yeah, like the two guys that I had originally on the board there, out of like the 5 who were interested, like just the committed with Florida in the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I had to look for that guy in the middle of the season.
You can't let Sewell get ahead. You gotta keep him beat while he's down, right? So let's talk about this upcoming game. You got a big game tomorrow, huh? When's it scheduled for?
Tomorrow night.
Now, we have yet to have a game broadcasted. Are you going to not be lazy? Are you going to broadcast your game?
Nope, I'm going to be lazy and not broadcast the game.
God damn it. How? Do you want me to buy you a USB cable and mail it to you?
I mean, if you want to.
What time is it being played?
I don't know, sometime tomorrow night.
You guys are pretty organized. You're just going to magically show up at the same time? Maybe, like, you just be able to see into his mind?
Hopefully I'll be around so I can advance.
It looks like it says sometime after or around 7 p.m. Eastern.
So you done a little scouting on Georgia?
No, not yet.
You're just a player by... Do you do scouting, or do you just roll into the game?
I usually look at their team a little bit. But I guess it doesn't matter as much this year with the play style.
All right, well, if you didn't scout Georgia, we're going to talk a little bit about what we scouted on Georgia. But let's talk about your team. How do you like to attack? How do you feel this game's going to play out? What would you like to do?
Well, hopefully I'll just be able to play some good defense and put up enough points to pull out the win.
Kind of sounds like what we said, huh, Hova?
Yeah.
We predicted a pretty low scoring defensive battle.
That's the way my game's been so far this year.
And nothing wrong with that. Win's a win, right? It doesn't matter if it's defensively driven or offensively driven.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you plan on just grinding it out and pulling it out? How do you think you pull it out?
I don't know. I just hope that I score more points than he does.
You're one of those 1+1=2 coaches, aren't you?
Yeah, if I can put up points like I did last year, then that'll be nice. But it hasn't happened so far.
All right, man. So, what happened with this Alabama game?
He just started running counter more and more as the game went on. As he saw it was effective, but probably shouldn't go much more into it than that.
And you paused the game.
Yeah, paused the game. Told them, hey,
too many counters.
Yeah.
And did he write back?
No. He just put in his mic to listen to it. He said that, or he, listened to the message. Then he, cussed a bunch of times. Then he, talked to someone in the background. He complained about my message and took his mic out again.
He didn't want no part of it, huh?
I guess
not. Let me tell you something. Next season, or this season, if we end up playing the national title game, all I'm going to run is counters on you.
I'll be recording that game.
Just counter after counter. But you know what? I have Sierra Wood, so he's no Trent Richardson.
That's true.
What were you saying, Hova?
I said nonstop counters.
Yeah, that's the name of my game. Just call me Counter Chris. Well, man, we want to say thanks for coming on the show, answering some questions. Look forward to seeing what the results are of your game tomorrow.
Hopefully it'll be an LSU win.
Yeah, man, good luck to you. If it's LSU win, at least we know it'll be user in the national title game. But you know, we were talking a little bit before you came on about what happens now that Oregon won. If you do get beat, Oregon really can jump Boise and be right in the mix as well.
They could
be the dark horse there, but you're going to make sure that doesn't happen, correct?
Hopefully. It should be a pretty good game, though.
All right, man. Well, again, thanks for coming on the show. That's actually going to be it for the show. We tried to cut it down a little bit, you know, because we understand you guys don't like to listen to hour-long podcasts, so cut it a little bit shorter. Well, that's been fun, as always.
Yep.
Looking forward to seeing you in the Outback Bowl. Get all your guys some nice steaks before the game and after the game.
Can I say some quick stuff about the off season real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I want to try to get it all in one night. Try to knock it out one night. So I'll probably get a thread up soon. See what everybody's availability is. And the players leaving, make sure you check the eligibility list. Like, don't do it before I post. If you do persuade somebody, it's not supposed to be persuaded. They'll be deleted and they'll get docked. Rooting.
So say that again. We are not allowed to, if someone says that they're leaving, we have to let them leave?
Only under the criteria that's in the rules, which is 95 overall or better, or if they won an award, or if they're top 5 in Heisman voting.
How about if they were a DUI like Michael Floyd, and possibly he could be eligible for a fifth year because he missed too many classes during one semester?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll post the list in the forum so everybody can see who is eligible and who's not. And also just watch your scholarship limits. I'll be checking all those. And if somebody leaves early, then you get an extra scholarship. I'll keep track of that too. And hopefully everybody can get on the mic. We can talk, knock it out one night. It's the easiest way to do it. It can really drag on if we had to wait for everybody step by step, like over a couple of days.
Agreed.
But yep, that's pretty much it. So we can look for that spread soon.
All right. Well, this is probably going to be the last podcast of this season. So with that being said, good luck to everyone in their bowl games. Again, Wick, good luck in your SEC title game. Hopefully we'll see each other in the national championship.
That'd be nice.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate it. That's why we keep doing it. We'll see you next season.
See you later.
You've listened to the Legacy Podcast, only on TraditionSportsOnline.com.